This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I think it's better just to play these videos back to back to illustrate the hypocrisy of Matt Lauer being terminated. Charlie Rose, a lot more is coming. Hundreds of people have had to resign or been fired. And now just an accusation does it. Well, it's because they already know it's true. They've been sitting on it. But now this group of politicians, this group of media whores, have failed the globalists. You failed me for the last time, Lauer. And they're flushing them down the commode of history. The mercenaries failed, and now they're being blown out the airlock. Now let's play these clips back to back.
It's a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. That is the statement from our chairman, Andy Lack. And we just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated, and we are still processing all of this. And I will tell you right now, we do not know more than what I just shared with you. But we will be covering this story as reporters, as journalists. I'm sure we will be learning more details in the hours and days to come. And we promise we will share that with you. Mm-hmm. And Hoda, I mean, you know, for the moment, all we can say is that we are heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for Matt. He is my dear, dear friend and my partner, and he is beloved by many, many people here. And I'm heartbroken for the brave colleague who came forward to tell her story, and any other women who have their own stories to tell. Mm-hmm. And we are grappling with a dilemma that so many people have faced these past few weeks. How do you reconcile your love for someone with the revelation that they have behaved badly? And I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that this reckoning that so many organizations have been going through is important. It's long overdue. And it must result in workplaces where all women, all people, mm-hmm. feel safe and respected. As painful as it is, this moment in our culture and this change had to happen.
Every allegation in this area is a conviction. They don't look at the truth.
But think about those five women and what they did. They came forward and filed complaints against the biggest star at the network they worked at. Think of how intimidating that must have been, how nerve-wracking that must have been. Doesn't that tell you how strongly they felt about the way they were treated by you?
Well, it's not just me. Those lawsuits involve many other people, not just me. So I don't know, I'm not going to speculate about intent or why people did what they did, but you don't have the story, Lauer, correct? The lawsuits involve many people. Many.
But you were also named.
I was named in a few of them. A few of them.
Let me put a period on it this way, Bill, by asking you, over the last 6 months since your firing, have you done some soul searching? Have you done some self-reflection? And have you looked at the way you treated women that you think now or think about differently now than you did at the time?
My conscience is clear. What I have done is organized a legal team to get the truth to the American people. So if you go to Newsmax.com...
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Literally, they are engaged in Night of the Long Knives, flushing their own people into the dustbin of history right now. Now the Prairie Home Companion radio host has been sacked over supposedly improper behavior. This is a purge. This is the globalists getting rid of all their prostitutes. It's pathetic.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers again today, specifically on the hysteria going on in the country of individuals being accused with sexual harassment, sexual impropriety, snaring many really guilty people, but also going after a lot of innocent people. Why is the leftist globalist media suddenly so concerned about all this? Well, it's because their giant media combine isn't working. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, PBS, they're flushing all the big name stars. Because they're not stars. They're artificial celebrities created to sell globalism and to create illusions in the minds of weak-minded out there to buy into their so-called modernist, postmodernist, globalist worldview that's really just corporate slavery and complete emptiness. Garrison Keillor, is that how you pronounce him? I can't listen to his voice. Keillor, fired for alleged improper behavior by Minnesota Public Radio. Garrison Keillor, oh, he's so fake. Oh, how you doing? The former host of a Prairie Home Companion says he's been fired by Minnesota Public Radio over allegations of improper behavior. Keillor told the Associated Press of his firing in an email. In a follow-up statement, he says he was fired over a story that I think is more interesting and more compelling than the version Minnesota Public Radio heard. He didn't give details of the allegation. Minnesota Public Radio didn't immediately respond to messages. Keillor retired last year from his longtime radio show, but he still produced the Writer's Almanac for syndication. There you go. Throw all the old dead wood overboard. And stop paying him royalties on airing his stupid Prairie Home Companion or whatever it is. The minute I hear that driving cross country, because sometimes you can tune into NPR and at least hear the propaganda, but you hear that and it's just like, oh, let me hit the button as fast as possible. I mean, if you want Alzheimer's, they say listening to that will give it to you in 5 minutes. I mean, if you want to die, listen to this guy. That's called satire. I'm not serious. Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times. Alex Jones says listening to Garrison Keillor will kill you. No, that's not what I was saying. So this firestorm just intensifies, and it's being reported in the L.A. Times and the New York Times that the police are now in both cities looking at sex trafficking and kidnapping for Harvey Weinstein. And boy, does his big cover-up using foreign intelligence agencies and police department people and detectives and folks threatening people. All the big house of cards is coming down. And once one big guy starts falling, they all start falling. And then all the other cowards run for the exits and can't wait to throw somebody under the bus. Why, he pinched my rear end once. Well, then execute him. But the real reason they're doing it is they're failures, they have no ratings, they're overrated, it's all over. And so now, they're just going to sue Donald Trump 3,000 times and sue me 100 times and sue everybody else and try to intimidate and sue your church if you got a nativity scene out front, or sue the city if they let kids hand out Christmas cards, or sue the principal if he let somebody in their commencement speech say I love God when it's your free speech, say whatever you want. Separation of church and state means we don't have a state-run religion called liberalism or Islam or whatever you want to call a state-run religion. Doesn't mean I can't get up there as the valedictorian or the salutatorian or as the captain of the football team or the head of the drama team and say, I love Jesus Christ. But it's all their intimidation, all their ignorance, all their fraud trying to manipulate us, and it's all coming to an end because people are finally bucking them and saying, not just no, but absolutely no further, you shall not pass. He's the allegory of the Balrog coming across the chasm over the stone bridge. And you don't know how this is going to end, but you let him know. You shall not pass. You're going through us. And, of course, as allegories and cliches tend to be true, metaphysically you tend to fall with your great nemesis. But through the fall, you ascend. Evil falls and is destroyed when it hits the bottom. When we fall, we rise even stronger. And that's the great animating contest. It's why anybody that really studies history or studies the spiritual world or studies just the way forces work in the universe, you should want to go through that fire, even though it's not going to be comfortable while you're doing it, like lifting weights or running a marathon. But if you fall in combat with these people, you are risen up again. The example is Jesus Christ physically risen, or Lazarus risen, as an archetypal example for us. But we are spiritually risen again. But also in life, everything is a reflection of the great final moment before God. And so you experience all this in little ways, as above, so below. Now, let me get into the really, 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 really serious news. North Korea. You know, people say, oh, we're always hearing about missile tests. We're always hearing about Japanese boats being hijacked or U.S. troops being taken hostage. And it's just kind of, you know, that's North Korea since 1953, July 27th. This has just been going on forever. And so, Alex, stop saying we have nuclear war. Stop fear-mongering. I'm not fear-mongering, but when I go to sleep at night, one of the main things that I worry about for myself and my family is North Korea. The other thing is car wrecks. I know statistically car wrecks the number one things to end up killing you or your children or maiming them. But I look at North Korea, and I look at historically how we're still at war with them, and I look at all the weapons they've got, and the fact that they've even broken away to a great extent from China, and the fact that they tested an ICBM and that was successful anywhere in the U.S., most areas in the world, and the fact that they're so arrogant and so mentally ill, and that Kim Jong-un is killing all of his top generals and people just to keep them in line, the starvation is increasing, and ghost boats are constantly floating up on the Japanese coast full of skeletons. Not even people that tried to escape to Japan. It's always eight people on board, because that's what the military puts on as citizens. And they say, you got this little bitty sail that's a third, you know, as big as it should be, so you can't get away. And you got to go out until you bring back fish. A certain amount, or we shoot you. And so they just lay on the boat and say, well, why go back? They're just going to kill us. And they just die. Hundreds of these boats in the last decade wash up. A whole bunch of them just washed up this week. And they're just skeletons. Skeletons. It'll be eight men and eight men or four men and four women. And they're just skeletons just dead on these rotting ghost boats. You guys can search engine that if you want to show TV viewers. Ghost boats. Ghost ships wash up on Japanese coast. And like biological android robots, they just go out and die. Because you don't come back without the fish. And so then you just die out at sea and you don't come back. And then sometimes they think the boats are out there for 4 or 5 years and just skeletons. They don't even run to Japan because Japan just turns you around and sends you back. So there you go. I think they do deserve political amnesty. If North Koreans were getting here, I'd say bring them in. They actually have a real political asylum here. They're leaving hell on earth. But never does CNN say from the horrible communist regime ghost boats or, oh, these new Islamic attacks were Islamic attacks. You know, the daily church being blown up, the mosque being blown up is just not radical enough. Hundreds dead, shot, bombed every day. Doesn't even hardly make our news. And never do they say it's an Islamic attack. And then Trump tweets out Islamic attacks or admit Islamic attacks. And the news goes, who knows if these are even real? I mean, Muslims never kill anybody, okay? Did you hear the one Trump just said? He claimed Muslims blew something up. Oh, that's a really good one. Next, pigs can fly. Why did the Muslim cross the road to blow up the church? Why did the Muslim cross back over the road to load their kid up with plastic explosives? Why they walk back across the road to have their kid walk into a school and blow up people? Why they walk back across the road to rape their wife and cut their newborn daughter's genitals off? We'll be right back with North Korea.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
By the way, coming up in the next segment, President Trump has called for an investigation into Joe Scarborough and the mysterious death that took place at his office in Florida of his intern. And Trump has also called for the investigation of the chairman of NBC for his sexual activities. And as I've said, they're burning Matt Lauer. They're burning all these other people because they don't get ratings. They're not successful. They've been covering it all up for a long time. We're going to get to that coming up. Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past. You want to fight? You globalists are going to get one. And you're going to get my special attention. I can't wait. I've gone from being on the fence about this stuff to just right now, I'm just like a wild boar ready to go wild. My tusks are just ready to gouge politically. There's nothing like the battle fury, and you can feel it. The enemy's about to move on everybody in the next month. They've already been moving, but they're about to move. And once we beat this attack, we're going to win. But there are other big problems that we're facing. And that's North Korea that I was just getting into. Mattis, North Korea's new ICBM can hit targets nearly anywhere in the world. Also, Graham on North Korea, and I don't like to agree with Senator Graham on a lot of stuff, but he's right. We're headed to war if things don't change. This is a big, big deal. North Korea launches ICBM in the Pacific Ocean. It went higher and further. Of any, they can track the trajectory. If they would have let it continue on, it could have hit anywhere in North America, probably anywhere in the world, as Secretary of Defense Mattis talked about. So right now, let's play that clip of Secretary of Defense Mattis. North Korean missile launch went higher than previous test. And it takes it to a whole new level. Here it is.
President, Senator, Speaker, a little over 2.5 hours ago, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. It went higher, frankly, than any previous shots they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically. And in response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
Now let's go to this next clip. State Department comments on North Korea's latest missile launch. Here it is.
The DPRK missile launch, and the secretary would like to release this statement right now. And then I'd be happy to take your questions. Yes, it is. The United States strongly condemns North Korea's launch of what was likely an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan, indiscriminately threatening its neighbors, the region, and global stability. The DPRK's relentless pursuit of nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them must be reversed. Together, the international community must continue to send a unified message to North Korea that the DPRK must abandon its weapons of mass destruction programs. All nations must continue strong economic and diplomatic measures. In addition to implementing all existing UN sanctions, the international community must take additional measures to enhance maritime security, including the right to interdict maritime traffic transporting goods to and from the DPRK. The United States, in partnership with Canada, will now convene a meeting of the United Nations Command Sending States to include the Republic of Korea and Japan and other key affected countries to discuss how the global community can counter North Korea's threat to international peace. Diplomatic options remain viable and open for now. The United States remains committed to finding a peaceful path to denuclearization and to ending belligerent actions taken by North Korea.
Now, I published a big article by Ron Paul yesterday on Infowars.com calling for backing down from North Korea and pointing out that our sanctions mainly just hurt their people. And I showed that because this is a complex issue. I agree with Ron Paul to a great extent. But North Korea has broken all its previous deals, is menacing its neighbors, and it could just let its people have a little bit of economic freedom, and they'd be like South Korea, one of the wealthiest countries on earth. It's the same people. They're smart. They're hardworking. They're focused. They're great mathematicians. The list goes on and on. And they are under a suffocating evil regime of a little demonic, inbred, third-generation dictator who is threatening everybody and who is starting fights and who is kidnapping people from Japan and China and the U.S. and all of this. It's out of control. Trump didn't start this. We didn't start this. The communist Chinese invaded Korea. And that's where all this came from. And we're still at war with them. And this is one of the biggest trigger points in the world right now. And it's a very serious situation. And people out there that say it isn't, just because this has been going on since 1950, and we've had a ceasefire since 53, it's coming to a head. And you hear the statements. In fact, we have the statement from Graham. I don't know if I forgot. Yeah, let's play. This is Senator Lindsey Graham talking about how this is going to war. And that's the military's been told. Anytime, get ready. And they basically have South Korean and U.S. military that have agreed to suicide missions. This is not a secret, by the way. North Korea knows this. We have military and others that have agreed to suicide missions. That means more than a 50% likelihood you won't make it out to go in and kill him. So Trump is, you know, really, I think, just changing course because the other course hasn't worked. Ron Paul says, are they really a sponsor of terror? And he says they aren't. And then he gives the reasons why we shouldn't go to war with them and why it's bad. No, they are sponsors of terror in the Middle East. They've been caught doing it. But I understand we shouldn't escalate this, but they shouldn't either. It's a two-way street. Here's Senator Graham.
Does this latest intercontinental ballistic missile test bring North Korea to actually threatening the United States with a nuclear-tipped ICBM?
Well, I'll let the intelligence community give you that answer, but I believe every test puts them closer. And the president has said, we'll take care of it. Not the United Nations, not China. We'll take care of it. And my hope is that North Korea will realize that he is serious about this. The president is not going to allow North Korea to have a nuclear weapon in their hands that can hit America with an ICBM that can make it to the United States. And if we have to go to war to stop this, we will. And if there's a war with North Korea, it'd be because North Korea brought it on itself. And we're headed toward a war if things don't change.
But that could result in tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of casualties. You've been there. You understand.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. This war could lead to millions of casualties. It probably will. And it's a serious issue. When we come back, I'm going to get into some good news straight ahead. Very exciting things happening with the new FCC chairman standing up to Google, Facebook, and Twitter and saying, look, you guys act like communist Chinese. Knock it off right now. And we got Scarborough. Trump wants him investigated for the mystery that happened down there at his office.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gods. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. The globalists are doing everything they can to try to keep people from visiting those sites. Let me give the number out to take your calls. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're doing first-time callers. I want to get your take on North Korea, on Matt Lauer, on the purges, on all of it. There's also a report I want to get into here. Trump says investigate Scarborough over death of intern. I'm not saying Scarborough killed his intern, a young female. But it was always a mystery what happened. And you know, the president has a lot of information, a lot of sources, and he has been tweeting about that. Kit Daniels' article is on InfoWars.com. President sheds light on unusual circumstances of intern's death. He also says investigate the chairman of NBC for his personal activities. Yeah, let's not just burn Brian Williams for fake news and Matt Lauer for bad ratings. I mean, we're not saying what he did was okay, if it's even true. We're saying we know what you're doing. More NPR firings, not just Prairie Home Companion guys been fired, but now there are a bunch of other editors and people being fired over sexual harassment. Of course, they've known about all this forever. Katie Couric said Matt Lauer used to pinch her rear end. She used a different word for that. But the point is that now they're going to use all that to get rid of all the bloat, all the dead wood. Time Magazine just laid off 50% of its employees, or Time Inc. They're imploding. They're a joke. And how did Time and Newsweek respond? They say, Alex Jones says no one was killed in Vegas. Total lie. Total lie. Total lie. And that I think there's slave colonies of Martians. Never said it. No video, no audio, no text. Lies, lies. Jones believes in the Loch Ness Monster. Jones believes blah, blah, blah. You see everywhere. He believes in Bigfoot. That's the guy that covers Bigfoot. They think you're so dumb. They go, oh, that's the guy that covers Bigfoot. No, I'm the one with the sources. So much that just keep sending the info. But, I mean, other people say, hey, why didn't you do something with this or do something with that? And, you know, quite frankly, I'm not just here to break big stories. I'm here to break the big stories that actually attack the globalists and expose their system. I don't hold back on stories, but, you know, gay orgies on Air Force One. I mean, you could just feel you're asking to get killed with that story. And I told the reporters that have it, I just said, why don't you just release that? And it's not like I'm even afraid of it. It's like I got like a spider sense, or just at a certain point, like I'm willing to risk my life to do it all the time. But it's just like consenting adults. But it also gets into the blackmail, and it also gets into the control. You know, it's all going to come out. Gay sex in the motorcade. Certain well-known actor. Bill Clinton rolling down the window going, you having fun back there? I like girls, but boy, you do a good job at that. Maybe I'll let you do that to me. But see, I don't have to release it. Other people are. But you better know my phones are tapped. And you better know they're mad at me. And so all I'm asking listeners is to think about that and understand that and pray for us. Because that'll give us the discernment and the provisions we need spiritually, mentally, financially, you name it, to go through this, because we are at the center of this and the enemy knows it, and they've got to worry every minute what we're about to release, what we're about to say, what we're about to do. But I feel better. I feel safer because, you know, I want to feel safe. I'll risk my life if I have to, but I don't want to be the tip of the spear all the time. And so it feels so good to see all these other prominent people out there that are telling the truth and taking action and doing all these things, because I know we're all safer as more of us stand up, as more of us do the right thing. The Mark Twain quote comes to mind. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So I'm going to hit this amazingly positive news and take some of your phone calls coming up here in the next segment, 877-789-2539, and get into the FCC chairman. But just briefly, we are going to have to end, well, some of these specials have already ended, four or five of the items, because they sold out, like Winter Sun, Caveman, and others. But Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, highest quality, 6 or 7% off, nobody does that. That's the main thing you see sold in Whole Foods. It's the highest quality. Bezos sells it for $19 and $25. We sell it for normally $15. It's a great deal at $9.95, which is unprecedented. BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic, 50% off and free shipping on all these items. Survival Shield X2, the amazing good halogen, the opposite of fluoride. Now that's 50% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, so amazing, 50% off. All ProPure items, 25% off, plus many other items at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also call toll free and ask about all the specials. 888-253-3139. And until 5 o'clock every day, our crew at the warehouse building, that's different than the broadcast building, that's in a different area of Austin, they take the orders, answer your questions, and are awesome folks. Then we have an answering service we've had for 20 years that takes your orders after that. They do a pretty good job. They just can't tell you all about the New World Order or what color socks I wore today. Or what color shoes or whatever. They're not here with us, but it's here in Austin, and it's a good outfit. So 24 hours a day, you can call and get your questions answered about items or about products. They can't ask you about the status of an order or things like that because it's an order service doing it after 5, but they can do that during the day here with the Santa's Little Helpers we have across town here. Also, we've got free shipping, again, as I said. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. And that locks in the low price of the sale at the time and an additional 10% off in perpetuity. Because even if something's sold out, we hold back for everybody that has auto ship back there in the warehouse of the pallets so that you never don't get your brain force or get the real red pill or other great systems that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it is an active buying war bonds, an act of resisting the enemy to support us and buy the great products. So, again, thank you all for what you do. Okay, here's the report that's up on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Trump says investigate Scarborough over death of intern. President sheds light on unusual circumstances of intern's death. In response, and of course he's also called him Psycho Joe, in response to Matt Lauer's revelations, President Trump said MSNBC host Joe Scarborough should also be investigated for the unsolved mystery, close quote, likely referring to the death of intern Lori Klossutz in 2001. He left Congress after that and started working for MSNBC. Went from being a conservative to an establishment man. And hey, what was the alternative? And will they terminate low-rating Joe Scarborough based on the unsolved mystery that took place in Florida years ago? Investigate, tweeted the president on Wednesday morning. How incredibly awesome and just fabulous is it to have somebody who's taken the gloves off and who's put brass knuckles on? And he says investigate the chairman of NBC for his activity with women and others. You see, oh, you want to kill the president? You want to overthrow it? You want to get me? You want to put me in prison? They got MSNBC hosts saying, you know, lock up all the conservatives. Lock up the Trump people. Once we get power, we're going to put you all in prison. Hey, we understand that. In fact, we cue that guy up. We understand where you're going, what you're doing. We understand your mission. We got it. We got you're not giving us quarter. None offered, none given back. We got it. You want to bang heads? You want to bang heads? Boom, baby. Boom. It's going to happen. Okay. I'm going to get into pie after I take some of your phone calls. I don't mean pumpkin pie. Day of Reckoning, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, what an incredible individual, slammed Silicon Valley for censoring conservatives. I just want to say I'm so thankful to Trump. This is so good. This is so right. This is so amazing. This is just fulfilling the promises. Wow. 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 Wow.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Our InfoWars Live, as I call it. I'm your host. Owen Schroyer is coming up at 3 o'clock Central today with the War Room. And, of course, David Knight with the David Knight Show. He can call it the real news, whatever. The point is, it's David Knight and doing a great job with all the stuff he breaks down. And all of these broadcasts on radio and TV simulcast are tomorrow's news today on so many fronts, because we're not just buying the official story. We know the long term narrative of where we've come from, where we are, and where we're going, and what the globalists actually say in their industry publications, in their conferences, and in their white papers that is academic and corporate, but not secret. I mean, we had Ted Malik on, who used to be the main board member of the Davos Group from its beginning until he left it, saying it's dead and it's a joke and it's anti-American and it's authoritarian. And that guy's the Aspen Institute, Council on Foreign Relations. He knows them all, the world leaders, you name it. And now for a decade, he's been quietly dynamiting things on the inside. And he's working with Nigel Farage and UKIP and all the rest of it. This is a real resistance, but we're going to be attacked back. Okay, right now, I should go ahead and go to some of your phone calls here. Who is up first? We got Fred and Joe and Dan and Nate and Colt and Christian and Aaron and Mike and Dr. Colette and just so many others. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Fred in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Fred.
Hey, Alex. I said to your call screener a little bit, I don't want to talk about North Korea. I'm calling in because I disagree with you. I disagree with you entirely on net neutrality. I want to know if you have the cojones to debate me. I've been on your show before. I'm the SOPA HIPAA protester back in the GoDaddy days. And I don't know why you're on the wrong side of this, Alex.
Okay, well, I mean, let's just stop right there. We don't screen your calls, but we do ask what your topic is, and it says North Korea missile launch. And I don't mind I don't mind you bringing up something else like net neutrality, but the net neutrality of Obama signaled the FCC taking control of free speech, the Federal Trade Commission and others calling for my arrest, saying ban conservative and libertarian news and ban the Drudge Report, including InfoWars. And they had hearings admitting they're trying to do it. And Google, Facebook, and Twitter are all massively censoring right now. And Ajit Pai, the new head of the FCC, said, you people are censoring under the name net neutrality, bringing government power in to control free speech. This is bull. We're going back to the net neutrality we had previously. And I've read all the different proposals. It doesn't mean there aren't lobbyists on all sides with big telecoms trying to get a leg up on Google, Facebook, and Twitter, who've been given a monopoly over the internet. Now Facebook, Twitter, and Google are trying to keep the big telecoms like AT&T and Time Warner out of that. So I'm not lionizing any of the groups. I've actually studied all the angles. And so what Obama called net neutrality, it is not net neutrality and has been absolutely anti-free speech.
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Fred, I'm not going to play these games. These semantical games where you don't ever respond to me, you talk about I don't have the nerve to talk to you, and then you sit there and act like you don't hear me. Not going to play third grade games, bro. Got it? I'm going to read what Ajit Pai breaks down here. I've experienced Soviet-level censorship. I can play the congressional hearings. We're being censored. We're being blacked out. We're being banned, and they're calling for our arrest. In fact, can we pull that video up? They're all over the news. The MSNBC piece that I wanted last segment. I played it three or four times in the last few days. This is all over the place. This is happening. You didn't have all this web censorship under George W. Bush. I didn't like George W. Bush, but this wasn't going on. It's been going on under Obama and the Democrats, and it's out of control. Nate in Sarasota, Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a long-time listener and use your product. I love them. I just want to give a shout-out to my dad, who's also a long-time listener, Scott, in Illinois. And I just wanted to comment on North Korea. I lived on the border.
You know, I got so flustered, I just pulled my headset out, so I don't have any wire hooked into that. So if I just give you a backup, I won't hook up another one. I mean, I'll just hook up another one. I won't do a backup. Quickest thing, just give me a backup. Quickest thing is just give me another one. I'm so sick of sniveling cowards out there that can't even actually debate. They play these fake debate games where they don't talk, they don't respond to you, they just play their narcissistic twit games to feel powerful calling into this show. I've experienced the massive censorship. All I need is other headpiece. That's all I need. Anyways, let's go ahead and play this clip of MSNBC, and there's a whole bunch of these clips. This is just this week, though, calling for Republicans to be arrested after the Democrats overthrow the Republic.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic terror group. And what I think the American people should consider when they ask themselves that question with a party that has done nothing to help the American people is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
And it looks like in this entire building we got one earpiece. So I'm doing the rest of the show without calls, without anything else. Hey, but at least, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real broadcast. You can believe there's no damn teleprompters in here. We're just going up against the globalists toe-to-toe. Okay, I'm going to go back to Nate, who I didn't hear what he had to say. The one problem with these headsets, I think I'm going to get a different brand of them. I think I've had some a few times, but I'm not mad about it. I like what the studios have, where it actually is a power pack right here in the chair, and then you plug into that with a big cord, and then it doesn't have a piece that pops out in the back, because it happens every week. All right, here, let's go. Let's go back to the callers. Anyways, I've just been in fighting mood lately, ladies and gentlemen. Nate, repeat what you said. I apologize that I lost audio.
Hey, Alex, you got me?
I got you good, baby!
You're right on.
Woo!
You know, it's ironic.
Yeah!
An audio engineer. So, yeah, I'm just calling in from sunny Sarasota, Florida. I'm a longtime listener and use your products. I love them. Just want to give a shout out to my dad, a longtime listener in Decatur, Illinois. His name is Scott. And I just wanted to comment on North Korea.
Please.
So I actually lived on the border of North and South Korea for 1 year in an English camp they call English Village. This is a theme park set up by the South Korean government to teach the kids of South Korea how to speak English and interact with foreigners. That's interesting enough, being that it was right on the DMZ in a place called Paju, South Korea. But to top it off, there's a giant Hollywood sign that says English Village with gun turrets behind it facing North Korea. So at the time, you know, I was a young college student just getting my first job after graduating with my bachelor's. And I started to realize all these things that maybe we were part of the propaganda of the South as well at the time.
Oh, well, of course there's propaganda of the South. You get that guy shot five times trying to come across last week, and then he got all those worms in him, some of them, you know, a foot long. And it just, I mean, it's true. I mean, the South's not perfect. But, I mean, look at how they produce, was it 400 and something times more goods than North Korea? Or 40,000. It's some ridiculous number. It's the most productive country in the world. How can it be so productive and the North isn't? I mean, what do you think about the whole situation?
So one thing I do want to say about the whole going to war and any kind of war that would take place there is that, you know, everybody's focused on Seoul and proximity of Seoul to the DMZ, which it is close. But by living there, I used to commute from the DMZ down to Seoul, which took about an hour. You're passing a population of, you know, between 1 and 3 million just within 10 to 20 miles of that border. So that's one thing. The other
part, none of us want war. I want North Korea to be free. I want their people to, you know, be able to not be enslaved. But the North is bad. I know the South's not perfect. I know the U.S. isn't perfect. But some of us get in this little romantic thing like any other country's good but America. Isn't North Korea and the communist regime super evil? I mean, they are super evil.
They're the biggest. Let me tell you what. They're the most underestimated evil in the entire world, and it's a humanitarian crisis that's been going on for entirely way too long.
I agree. So what do we do? What do we do?
I know. There's going to have to be some kind of covert operations going on, going in.
No, but I think that's the answer. I think to have a coup against that guy, just like East Germany merged with West Germany, it'd be good for everybody, including their own so-called elite. Give them all amnesty. Give them all $10 million apiece, their inner party. There's only 100 of them or so. And just let them leave and then just fix that place. God bless you, Nate. By the way, I wasn't mad at the crew or even the caller earlier. When you've got Trump knocking it out of the park saying investigate the head of NBC for sex behavior, and you've got him coming out saying investigate Scarborough for the intern's death in his offices, and when you've just got all the missile news and all the crazy news and the FCC stuff and all the rest of it, it's just, I'm overheating here. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped that I am out of control. But it's okay. I'm going to get refocused and come back with your phone calls in 2 minutes on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.